When students outsource thinking to AI, brains pay the price. Summary: the article discusses how AI can simulate critical thinking outcomes, potentially bypassing genuine analytical skills. It highlights the importance of distinguishing between AI-assisted performance and actual critical thinking in educational assessments to promote authentic cognitive development. The metaphor of AI as an electric bike is critiqued for potentially hindering genuine critical thinking skills. Full article, here's the assignment: analyze the causes of the American Revolution and evaluate which cause was most significant. Support your argument with evidence. Here's what the student writes. The most significant cause was taxation without representation because it violated fundamental democratic principles. Unlike the Boston Massacre, which was an isolated incident affecting few colonists, taxation impacted all colonial economic activity. The Tea Act of 1773 exemplifies this systematic oppression, creating widespread resentment that unified diverse colonial interests, while the intolerable acts were severe. They were reactive measures. Whereas taxation represented proactive British policy, designed to subordinate colonial autonomy. The teacher reads this product and is impressed. Excellent critical thinking, she thinks. Sarah demonstrates strong analysis, uses specific evidence, compares multiple causes, and presents a well-reasoned argument. But here's what actually happened. Sarah cleverly wrote this with generative AI. Sarah's AI conversation. What were the main causes of the American Revolution? Which cause was most important and why? Give me specific examples. Now argue why taxation without representation was more important than the Boston Massacre and intolerable acts. Use historical evidence. Make this sound more like how a seventh grader would write it, but keep the smart analysis. Sarah received an A for critical thinking. She never engaged in critical thinking. The performance of learning. This scenario illustrates how AI use, particularly using ChatGPT's study mode, can simulate critical thinking outcomes while bypassing the cognitive processes that build genuine analytical skills. Sarah was indeed skilled at directing AI's intelligence. While there is value in prompting, she failed to strengthen her own thinking process. Many schools and universities have assessments that are structurally designed to evaluate final products rather than cognitive processes. This makes them inherently blind to AI assistance. Traditional rubrics assess observable outcomes, organization, evidence use, vocabulary sophistication, and argument structure, all of which AI can produce at or above grade level. Since these evaluation methods focus on what students produce rather than how they think, a student clever with AI prompting can meet every criterion fairly quickly while bypassing any mental wrestling. The rubric cannot distinguish between a student who spent hours analyzing competing historical interpretations and one who crafted effective prompts to generate the same analytical conclusions. This structural flaw means our current evaluation systems inadvertently reward AI fluency, while potentially penalizing students who engage in real but messier thinking processes that produce less polished results. Educational institutions are beginning to recognize this crisis. Recent research from training workshops on AI integration found that faculty are struggling to redesign student assessments to align with the realities of the AI era and create assessments that encourage deeper engagement with the subject matter, creativity, and the development of critical thinking skills. The workshops emphasized moving beyond rote learning and creating tasks that would require students to demonstrate higher-order thinking, problem-solving abilities, and ethical decision-making. The fact that educators need extensive training to distinguish between AI performance and genuine thinking reveals how unprepared our education systems are for this challenge. When institutions enable cognitive theater. Source: photo by Paul Green on Unsplash. The U.S. Department of Education's recent AI guidance uses a telling metaphor to describe AI's role in learning, the electric bike analogy. According to their report, AI should function like an electric bike where their burden is less and their effort is multiplied. This metaphor inadvertently frames cognitive effort as a burden to be reduced rather than the mechanism through which learning occurs. It suggests students should exert less mental effort, not more strategic effort. The analogy fails because without pedaling the bike, you are merely guiding it. When the time comes where you need your legs because the battery isn't charged, you won't have the strength or skills to adapt to the new situation. Missing genuine critical thinking skills. Students like Sarah miss essential cognitive development opportunities. No wrestling with complexity, Sarah never struggled with competing evidence or ambiguous historical interpretations. No original synthesis, Sarah didn't personally weigh evidence or develop her own reasoning framework. No metacognitive awareness, Sarah can't explain her thinking process because AI did the thinking. What looks like critical thinking but isn't. Sophisticated vocabulary, AI's language, not students' understanding. Multiple perspectives, AI generated, not student considered. Evidence selection, AI chose examples, student didn't evaluate sources. Logical structure, AI's organizational framework, not student's reasoning. The real test. If you asked Sarah to explain why she chose that particular evidence over other examples, apply the same analytical framework to a different historical event, or defend her position against a specific counterargument in real time, she would likely struggle because the critical thinking never happened, only the prompting did. This pattern aligns with findings from Anthropic's 2024 education report, showing students primarily use AI for higher order thinking skills, 76%, while rarely engaging in foundational thinking processes themselves. What real assessment looks like. Assessment design that distinguishes between AI-assisted performance and genuine thinking would require students explaining their reasoning journey, including dead ends and confusion. Students answering follow-up questions about their evidence choices and reasoning. Students applying their analytical thinking to new situations without preparation. Students identifying where they struggled and what changed their thinking. Instead of asking what was the most significant cause, teachers could ask, "Walk me through how you decided between these three causes. What evidence made you change your mind? How would you apply this same reasoning to analyze the causes of World War I? Protecting cognitive development. Schools need assessment systems that value the struggle of authentic thinking over the polish of AI-assisted performance. This requires fundamental changes in how we measure learning success. Teachers must distinguish between students who can prompt AI effectively and students who can think independently when AI isn't available. These skills only develop through cognitive effort. If schools reward AI-assisted performance while calling it critical thinking or collaboration, they're not just failing to teach thinking skills, but actively training students to avoid the mental work that builds intellectual capacity. Are students developing the cognitive muscles they'll need when the battery runs out?